Charles Montgomery is back with us with Main Street Book Club. He's a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. Also the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website, ktlit.com. Morning, Charles.
Good morning.
What's new?
Oh, a couple of quick things before we get into the meat of it. First, some really excellent news for people who may be fans of literature but aren't fans of reading so much. Or fans of Korean film.
How can you be fans of literature but not fans of reading?
Well, for instance, we talked, I think, about the publication of Taebak Mountain Range.
Yeah.
It's upcoming, but it's going to be 10 volumes.
Yeah.
So you could read 10 volumes of Taebak Mountain Range. Or you could go to this excellent new thing, which is the Korean Film Archives website, which has about 70 movies available streaming free online, including, at a relatively brief 2 hours and 44 minutes compared to 10 volumes, Taebak Mountain Range.
Yeah. So the Korean Film Archive website.
Korean Film Archive website, and it has a lot of movies, but it also has some movies that are really cool if you've read the books. It has Oh Baltan by Lee Pom-sun. It has The Dwarf by Cho Se-hui. It has The Taebak Mountains, as I said, by Jo Jung-ran. So those are all definitely worth looking at. And some of them have been very hard to find up until now.
Okay.
You had to find them on weird little sites.
That's good.
And then the second thing I would mention is just that we had talked about the Asia Literary Review and its all Korean literature volume. That is now available on its website in its entirety, including, if I may, my interview with Shin Kyung-suk.
Yeah.
The highlight of the entire thing.
Cool. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, it's a special day, too. I'd just like to give a shout-out to my students before I go to Dongguk, because it's Teacher's Day.
Oh, it is, of course, isn't it? Teacher's Day. Which, happy Teacher's Day, teacher.
Thank you, which ties in a little bit with what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
I'd just like to remind my students that last night my graduate students gave me candied ginseng, and I'm expecting better from my undergrads.
Okay, so good luck with that.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll get back to you next week.
Our Twisted Hero, how does that tie in with Teacher's Day?
Well, it ties in two ways. It ties in with Teacher's Day in one way, and it also ties in with that nifty little historical intro that we had to the segment talking about the Fifth Republic and Chun Doo-hwan and the change to the Sixth Republic, because the Lee Min-yol's story, and this is one of his classic stories, is Our Twisted Hero, and it's both a really brilliant story about sort of classroom dynamics, anyone who reads it, and bullying to some extent, and also it's a very clever reflection on Korean political events up to and including the Gwangju rebellion and massacre, and then also taking into account what happened thereafter, what happened in the first few years of democracy, the Sixth Republic, when Korea really changed dramatically. And so it manages to combine the classroom story and the political allegory, and I would compare it to books like Orwell's Animal Farm, little bit of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Even there's some Lord of the Flies in there as the children get out of control.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really good book.
If you could tell us a little bit more about the book. I remember, I read it a long time ago, but I remember it being a relatively fast and easy read.
This is one of its real advantages. It's 119 pages, and it's a small book. The pages are small, and the print is big. And normally that sounds like some kind of joke, but it's not. It's a really quick read, as I said. And it was published in 1986. And this was his first book also that was published in North America in 92, I think. And this was 7 years after the Gwangju massacre. And so it had had some time to sink in what had happened. And as we talked about 2 weeks ago, I think, 3 weeks ago, Chae Yun's There A Petal Silently Falls is also another great story if you want to read about the effects of it. And so this story goes into the classroom and essentially places a political situation in the classroom. It takes a young boy. He's not the hero. The title talks about Our Twisted Hero. The protagonist is not the hero. The protagonist, actually, for a long period in the book, is the victim. And he moves from Seoul to the countryside, and he's a little bit of a twit. He comes in expecting that, you know, his fancy city ways are going to lead him to, you know, fame and fortune and happiness in the class. And when he sees his classmates, it's kind of beneath him. You know, as I said, they're kind of bumpkins. So he gets to the school, and he thinks he's immediately going to become the school monitor and loved and all this. And he meets the student Om Sok-dae, who runs everything.
Yeah.
And Om Sok-dae is a well-written character, too. This is I said bully earlier, and Om Sok-dae is certainly a bully. He's older than the other students. He's bigger than the other students.
Stronger.
Stronger. not book reading smart, but extremely good at manipulating people, can read people, can run people. So he, when Pyong Tae, who's the new student, comes in, he runs into Seok Dae, and Seok Dae just stops him dead in his attempts to be a social climber. And there's an amazing scene at the beginning where Seok Dae essentially tricks Pyong Tae into revealing that he is this snob in front of all the students, and so sets Pyong Tae off on the wrong foot from the very start.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he's not very smart, Seok Dae, in terms of the classroom, although we'll talk in a second about the fact that he is, in fact, although he's not smart, he is the best student, in quotation marks, in the class. And it turns out, as the story goes on, as Pyong Tae continues to fight with Seok Dae, he slowly comes to realize that Seok Dae is in power not just because he's a bully. He certainly is a bully, but Seok Dae is also in power because Seok Dae is a useful bully.
Mm-hmm.
Seok Dae is useful to the students he bullies. He protects them from other classes.
Mm-hmm.
He is their only bully. They know, you know, who they have to fear and who they have to respect in terms of Seok Dae. And also because their class is the best run in the whole school, they get presents from the school. And the teacher also loves Seok Dae in a way because he doesn't have to do anything. Seok Dae just runs the class. And if you're not familiar with, it's a little bit different, Western and Korean schools. In Korean classes, frequently and still, even in my university classes, there's sort of a student who is looked to as the leader, as sort of in charge, the captain of the class. And so when Pyong Tae fights with Om Seok Dae just very deviously utilizes all the other students. Seok Dae is never seen doing anything to Pyong Tae. But he's arranging fights, he's doing all these things, and it gets so bad for Pyong Tae that he really becomes paranoid. He begins to start thinking anything that bad happens. Somehow Seok Dae's hands are in it, so, you know, if the sun doesn't come up, Seok Dae did this. And then, but what finally happens is at a certain point, Pyong Tae decides to give in. He sees he cannot really fight this tide. And so this is the first sort of set of political commentaries that, that Imanyol is putting in there. He's talking a little bit about how dictatorship can, to the oppressed and to the leaders, can appear very powerful and useful because it, and it's a clear parallel to Korean history at the time when the juntas were extremely oppressive in one sense, but were bringing real economic
benefits. Growth.
Yeah, growth to Korea. So it was very, very easy to sort of overlook, you know, the kind of the bad side, because prior to these governments, there had been nothing but bad side.
Yeah,
right? It had
been
an underdeveloped economy with an underdeveloped government, all of these things. So, yeah, Imanyol takes us through this, and then we talked about, as I said, your lead-in was the Gwangju, events at Gwangju, and something like that kind of happens in this story. A new teacher comes in, and the new teacher gets rid of Seok Dae. And this causes utter and complete chaos.
Yeah.
The students don't know what to do. They've been led for so long that they're really not capable of them leading themselves. Some of them have been deformed in the sense that they can't make decisions anymore. Others react by becoming sort of almost anarchistic. The new government, the new class government that's instituted is a parody of a government. There's 50 students total, and it's basically a fifth of the class is involved in the leadership. And so this is Imanyol's sort of commentary on the struggles that the democratic governments had to kind of figure out how to run this country.
How people do end up surviving the change, but then they're not the same anymore.
Not exactly the same, And on the way in, actually, I was looking at some Gwangju stuff, and I was looking at an article of survivors talking about that, how they still basically, even all this time later, they have not gotten past those events, and they can't.
I understand that you actually met Imanyol.
I did meet Imanyol, and he's a really, really funny guy. I met him at, I was at Huff's. I got an email. They realized at a certain point that they were putting something on that was supposed to be of interest to foreigners, and no foreigners were on the guest list. So they contacted me, brought me there. I spent 2 days. My Korean was non-existent at that time. I spent 2 days piecing together a question to ask him, basically only what is the next thing that you would like translated of your work, which he took as a I asked the question in my halting English and then turned around to two students and, Quinchanayo? Quinchanayo? And they went, Quinchanayo. So I guess it was understandable. But he then looked directly at me and went off on a 15-minute response that I could not understand at all. But the upshot of that was actually that I got to go out to dinner with him.
Oh.
And he...
What's he like in person?
Super jovial. You can tell why he's a writer. Oh. He was the life of the party. There were about like 20 people there. And he was just telling stories. He was cracking the table up. The only thing that I got out of it was I heard that I could understand that he was saying that he's got his own library is being created, I believe, in Suwon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I'd say about him that really, really impressed me is in that grand older Korean tradition, he is a strong drinker.
Yeah.
So we sat at the table. At any rate, he's. We've talked about him a little bit before. All of his translated work is good. But I think since this is Teacher's Day and since this is also the anniversary of the events at Gwangju or the beginning of the anniversary of the events at Gwangju, and because this book is so excellent, that if you're someone is listening out there who wants to read something that's a great read that has political and sort of personal, you know, coming-of-age story significance, Our Twisted Hero is a great book.
Political, but not too political.
You know, yeah. If you look on Amazon, many people say, I didn't have to understand the politics
exactly,
to love this book.
Exactly. Great. Well, thanks very much for bringing that book to us today, and we'll see you again next week.
Will do.
Charles Montgomery from Dongguk University and KTLIT.com introducing us to Lee Mun-yeol's Our Twisted Hero in this week's book club. And that novel, or novella, I should say, was made into a movie, and we're going to wrap up the segment with music from the soundtrack of Our Twisted Hero, written by Song Byung-jun.